Hillary Clinton on the anniversary of George Floyd's death, Don't Stop Pushing. By Hannah Blow on May 25, 2021. Twice failed presidential candidate Hillary Clinton paid homage to George Floyd, who died a year ago today after an incident with former Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin, telling activists don't stop pushing. To John Lewis, the effects of the protests following George Floyd's murder were clear. People will never, ever forget what happened and how it happened, he said. And it is my hope that we are on our way to greater change. That's my hope too, Clinton said, telling activists, don't stop pushing. Violent riots and protests followed Floyd's death last year, coinciding with the nation's battle against the Chinese coronavirus. At a time lockdowns remained prevalent, Democrat politicians appeared to make an exception for mass gatherings in the streets, with many protests, particularly in major cities such as Portland, Philadelphia, and Minneapolis, descending into violent riots, resulting in injured police officers and damaged businesses. Chauvin, the primary officer involved in Floyd's death, was found guilty on all three charges he faced: second-degree unintentional murder, third-degree murder, and second-degree manslaughter. He will be sentenced in June. Prior to the jury's verdict, Representative Maxine Waters, DCA, warned Chauvin must be found guilty and urged protesters to stay in the street and get more confrontational if the jury did not deliver their desired outcome. We're looking for a guilty verdict, Waters said at the time. And we're looking to see if all of the talk that took place and has been taking place after they saw what happened to George Floyd. If nothing does not happen, then we know that we've got to not only stay in the street, but we've got to fight for justice. But I am very hopeful, and I hope we are going to get a verdict that says guilty, guilty, guilty. If we don't, we cannot go away, she added. President Biden is expected to meet with George Floyd's family at the White House to mark the one-year anniversary of Floyd's death. Other key Democrats are expected to pay tribute, including New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio, D., who plans to kneel during an event in Harlem, with the tribute lasting 9 minutes and 29 seconds, the amount of time Chauvin had his knee on Floyd's neck.